Just when you thought the elections were over, another potentially bitter vote looms for Democrats, this one to determine who will lead Democrats now that they've lost control of the House of Representatives. Now, Majority House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to stay on as head of the party in the House. That has Republicans rejoicing, but it's also set off a battle between Steny Hoyer of Maryland and Jim Clyburn of South Carolina for the number two spot, the minority whip. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of the political webcast Top Line. And Rick, you know, Republicans rejoicing. They vilified Nancy Pelosi during the midterm campaigns. How are Democrats reacting to her request to stay on as now minority leader?
They are two minds on this. Publicly, Nancy Pelosi has the votes, and they know this. And so most Democrats publicly say they support her effort to stay on there. But privately, I would say that probably a majority of Democrats, even within the House caucus, think that it's time for a change. I was struck by comments that Congressman Michael Capuano, an ally of Speaker Pelosi, made to the Boston Globe, where he said this is the equivalent of the Red Sox losing every game and then bringing the manager back. Nonetheless, he is supporting Pelosi, he says, because there isn't another viable alternative being put forward.
Is that really true? I mean, because some people, again, agree with Capuano that if you lose every game, just step down. But is there a thinking that there aren't other leaders?
There's plenty of people that would be, there's lots of ambitious politicians, but a couple of weird dynamics that make this interesting. First of all, there are more, a higher percentage of liberal members than there were before the election because of how many moderate Democrats in red districts lost their races. So that means that Speaker Pelosi has probably a stronger hold on leadership than she did before, even though she suffered such major setbacks. The other dynamic is that yes, you have very ambitious people right behind her, but no one wants to directly challenge the Speaker, soon to be presumed to be the minority leader, for fear of the divisive internal politicking that would result from it. So you're in a situation where really Nancy Pelosi will remain in leadership for as long as she wants. If she were to decide to step down, then I think a lot of Democrats would be relieved. It would take care of this battle for the number two slot because everyone could just move up one spot and be okay with it and move on.
But meanwhile, you do have a battle for the minority whip, the number two slot. Steny Hoyer, a moderate from Maryland. Jim Clyburn, a progressive from South Carolina. He's also the highest-ranking African-American in the House. So tell us how that battle for number two might give us a sign of sort of maybe a broader battle within the party.
Well, the ideological differences are important here. Steny Hoyer has more of a moderate reputation, has stronger ties to the conservative Democrats than Mr. Clyburn does. And I think the smart money is on him staying there. And it's sort of a message that, look, if our number one person, particularly if our number one is going to be a liberal like Nancy Pelosi, we need more of a moderate leading the caucus at number two. And that kind of balance is important. But then you weigh that against the need for and the desire for diversity in the ranks, the fact that Jim Clyburn is the highest-ranking African-American ever in Congress, not wanting to demote him or be seen as belittling him in any way, that makes it interesting. I think most people expect there to be some kind of a negotiated compromise that avoids votes that Democrats think would be destructive for their own party.
Yeah. Well, House Democrats are expected to hold their leadership elections next Wednesday during new member orientation week, although not that many new members, you know, coming in on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, John Boehner of Ohio is expected to be elected House Speaker next week, again during new member orientation, without any opposition. But whatever happened to the Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann's pledge to go for a leadership role?
She's doing it. She is full steam ahead with it. She talked to one of my colleagues at ABC just earlier today about her challenge, and she thinks she can pull this off because she is taking credit in a lot of ways for the Tea Party movement and the way that it elected so many members of Congress. On the other side, though, she's running for the number four leadership spot, the conference chair. And there is another choice, Jeb Hensarling, a Republican from Texas, who's also a very conservative member and very close to the Tea Partiers. He's got more of the backing of the party establishment. I think most people expect him to prevail in that race, but there is enough Tea Party energy behind Bachmann that it's something that Republicans will have to make sure they do well on to make sure the Tea Partiers are in the fold.
So that's the potential conflict we'll be looking for on the Republican side. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News and with the webcast Political Line. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 30 seconds with a look at alcohol abuse and working moms here and now.